O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Bless the Lord, O my soul. How excellent is your greatness. Psalm 104, verses 2 to 6. You wrap yourself with light as with a cloak, and spread out the heavens like a curtain. You lay the beams of your chambers in the waters above. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, and flames of fire your servants. You have set the earth upon its foundations, so that it shall never move at any time. You covered it with the deep as with a mantle. The waters stood higher than the mountains. Bless the Lord, O my soul. How excellent is your greatness. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times reached their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth and under earth. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Bless the Lord, O my soul. How excellent is your greatness. John Calvin, 16th century theologian and reformer, wrote, "The creation is quite like a spacious and splendid house, provided and filled with the most exquisite and the most abundant furnishings. Everything in it tells us of God." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Father God, we thank you for all that you are. We come to worship you, our King. Open our eyes to perceive you, realign our minds to believe you, and reawaken our hearts to receive you, now and throughout this day to come. We choose to rejoice today, declaring God's rule and reign, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 72. May he rule from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. May the kings of Tarshish and of distant shores bring tribute to him. May the kings of Sheba and Seba present him with gifts. May all kings bow down to him, and all nations serve him. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, I pray that you will help us in how we influence those around us. Father, where we have issues of jealousy, where we feel threatened, may we know your peace. May we know your self-emptying way of love. Father God, I pray that we bring our governments to you in ways that they will know your love, your peace, your protection, and your discernment in all decisions that must be made. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, you have given us all things, and all we can give you is ourself. Forgive our sin, refine us. Teach us to talk with you, and let our prayers rise to your throne like a beautiful aroma. Father, we pray that we can lay our lives down for you in ways that we didn't even think possible. And as we prepare to take this time of prayer into the coming day, the Lord who loves us reminds us that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows, as we read in James 1:17. So Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, wherever we look today, allow us to catch a glimpse of you. And whenever others look at us today, allow them to catch a glimpse of you. Amen. So may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.